الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا إذا نودي للصلاة من يوم الجمعة فاسعوا إلى ذكر الله وذروا البيع ذلكم خير لكم إن كنتم تعلمون صدق الله المولانا العظيم. Behind the day of Jumu'ah, and this is called Sayyidul Ayyam, the king of all the days. It is the most honorable day in the week, and in Ramadan it is even much more greater, the value of the day of Jumu'ah. Hopefully by this talk Allah put in my heart, put in everyone's heart, that permanently we come to understand what is the great value of the day of Jumu'ah, and that we observe it also accordingly. Perfectly, perhaps we can't, but as much as we can to observe this great day of Jumu'ah and to reap the full benefits of it. Yes, hopefully we understand somehow, somewhat, that the month of Ramadan is such a precious month, such a valuable time, a month, and that it has to be spent correctly. May Allah put it in our hearts that Jumu'ah also is a very, very special day. And throughout the year, and in Ramadan, it is even more special. And that is for Ramadan, for the day of Jumu'ah, and generally all of time. Time is a very, very special, very valuable commodity. And very, very sadly, because we are so influenced by negative forces, we want to pass time. Or we do wrong things in time. Time is so valuable that a person must value every moment of his time. And then when these special occasions come, like the day of Jumu'ah, the day of the month of Ramadan, the Ashur-e-Hurum, the four sacred months, the first 10 days of Zulhijjah, and many other such valuable occasions, may Allah let us appreciate them even more. So the day of Jumu'ah is a very special day in the sight of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. It is the day that Allah created Adam alayhi salatu wa salam. And when Allah created the creation, all that time already Allah specified the day of Jumu'ah is the greatest day. Is the king of the days in the week. And all the ibadah that is done on Jumu'ah, the reward of it is also much more greater. Plenty of the other Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam did have Jumu'ah as their special day, but most of them did not. Allah offered even to the Jews that which day of the week you want as your special day. And unfortunately, they chose Saturday. Until today, they observe the Sabbath, the Saturday. The Christians, they chose Sunday. But Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, whom Allah Ta'ala had guided in all matters towards the best, he chose the correct day. It was already the greatest day. And for his ummah, he chose this day, which was the greatest day for his ummah to be the special day of ibadat and worship. So Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala give us tawfiq to understand, and this also requires dua also. Dua will make it come into our lives, into our hearts, that this is a very, 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 very special day, and we must observe this day accordingly. So this day, which is so special, Allah Ta'ala has made rewards also in it very, very great. It has come in a hadith which appears in 4 of the 6 hadith kitabs, the famous 6 hadith kitabs, Bukhari Sharif, Muslim Sharif, Tirmizi, Abu Dawud, Ibn Majah, and Nasai Sharif. From there, in 4 kitabs, this hadith comes that a person, if he will do 6 amal on the day of Jumu'ah, then for every step that he takes coming towards the Jumu'ah namaz, he will get the ibadat of he will get very, very, very great rewards for every step that he takes coming for Jumu'ah. and one year's ibadat for every step, 1 year's ibadat. And it is specified separately plus 1 year's roza seeker. If we will just observe 6 things which are very, very simple and basic, and hopefully we are all observing them. This hadith, Mullah Ali Qari Rahmatullah Ali writes that amongst the authentic hadith which are strong hadith, there isn't any other virtue so great as this virtue. That for every step a person takes coming for Jumu'ah Namaz, he will get the reward of 1 year's ibadat and 1 year's keeping roza. Roza is ibadat, but it is mentioned separately. So great is the reward. And if we observe this every Jumu'ah, how much of reward. So it is i'tikaf, our hearts are inclined towards good, and therefore I thought let us speak about this, that it comes in my life also, it comes in everyone, and an easy way, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali says, for it to come into our lives, one very important thing is to make dua, that Ya Allah, you bless me with this, the tawfiq of making amal on this. The other thing is to try and mention it to as many people as possible. And especially if we will mention it at home with the wife and the children. And then when we won't be doing it, the wife will be very quick to say, you told us so much about the value of Jumu'ah and now you're not doing anything. Children won't spare us either. They will be always there to catch us. Other people will still have some respect, or they will reserve. They will be reserved. They won't just say anything. But children and the wife, they will tell us as it is. So if we will go and tell them that you people also must observe Jumu'ah like this, inshallah, when we will falter, we will become lazy, they will remind us. And they will tell it to us as it is. Openly they will tell it to us. And we will also accept it. You accept it. Usually a person accepts also from them. So what are the 6 amal which are commonly known as amal sitta li yawmil jumu'ah. The 6 amal for the day of Jumu'ah, on which if we do these 6, we will get 1 whole year's ibadat sawab and 1 whole year's roza sawab. What are the 6 amal? The first one is to make ghusl and put on clean clothes. In fact, inshallah, all of us do that. That is already there, to bath and wear clean clothes. The second is to come early for Jumu'ah Namaz. Allah give us that tawfiq to come as early as possible. And the latest which is regarded as early is when the imam gets up to make the khutbah. Till that time, if we have come in the masjid, then it will be said we have come early. Because till that time, the malaika have got a register and they stand at the doors of the masjid and they write everyone's names down. And those who come the earliest get the greatest reward. And everyone after that, the reward diminishes. And it becomes less and less all the time. But the one who comes the earliest, so we should try and come as early as possible on the day of Jumu'ah. And there are many of us who do take off from our work, etc. We perhaps are working for non-Muslim bosses also. And we tell them, Jumu'ah, I have to go. It's my special day. They permit us also. But then many times we come and we are wasting time in the parking area or in the toilet area, wuzukhana area. And not only wasting time, perhaps making a noise also there, talking loudly and not realizing it also. Whereas we should be coming and parking in the first saf. When we come and we come in the masjid and as close as possible we can get, we should try and get there. So we should try and come as early as possible. Allah give us tawfiq to take out time for Jumu'ah and observe it as it is supposed to be, and not just like a passing thing. Today is Jumu'ah. I have to bath. I have to do my things, and without real that preparation. Allah give us tawfiq. There are those people also who have freed themselves on the day of Jumu'ah. They don't open their shops. They don't go to their offices, their surgery. They have kept it for the day of Jumu'ah. Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. So the second is to come as early as possible. The third, to come walking for Jumu'ah. And we should try the best that we come walking. And if we are far, then park our cars a bit further. Don't look for the nearest parking, unless a person is an invalid. But park the car and start walking from there. Actually, it is from home we should be walking for Jumu'ah namaz. And mashallah, people who hate this jazba, what we have heard, we haven't seen in our country when the Muslims came at the beginning, they used to walk up to 100 kilometers. They should leave early in the morning, about 1 o'clock, and go walk 50 kilometers, 100 kilometers to go for Jumu'ah. In the Cape, it was famous. When Sheikh Yusuf came, that's about 350, 400 years ago. The Muslims who came with as like slaves, they came, and they also walked long distances to make it for Jumu'ah namaz and reach there. So Jumu'ah, Allah give us tawfiq, we come walking, and there are great virtues also in coming walking for every namaz. As far as we can, so Allah give us tawfiq, we should come walking, because the car ne hame bekar kar diya. Cars have made us useless. When we don't walk and we are just moving around in the cars, etc., we are doing great bodily harm to ourselves also. As much as possible, we should try and walk. When it is long distances, we can't help it. Weather conditions, it's a different thing. But we should try and walk as much as possible. For Jumu'ah especially, we should make it a point that we come walking. The fourth thing, and perhaps this is the one thing that many of us are negligent about, and that is to sit as close as possible to the Imam. We come early, but we sit at the back. We sit on the sides. And just because of this one point, we lose out all the sawabs. So much we could have gained. But because we come and we just sit at random anywhere. One time, we were in Masjid Abrar in Lanesia, and Maulana Abrarul Haq Sahib Rahmatullah Ali was also present that time. We had gone for Zohar, we met Hazrat, and then we went to the Masjid to make Zohar namaz. And when we went, we didn't know, we also negligent, so we were all making sunnats of Zuhar scattered everywhere in the masjid. When Hazrat came in, he walked from the door at the back and he walked to the musalla behind the imam. And then he announced as he walked, when there is place in the first saf to make namaz anywhere else is doing a great harm to yourself. You are losing out tremendously. It is like, for example, you got 10 million rand to invest. Now you can invest that in city center and you can get the best results, the best returns. But you go and you go and invest it in the desert, in the Karoo, for example, where you won't get any returns on it. So yeah, when we come for Jumu'ah, we are also investing our time. And if we invest it in the best place, which is in the first saf, and then afterwards the other safs after that. So Allah give us tawfiq for every namaz to fill the masjid from the front. And the best place is the place behind the imam. Then one on the right, one on the left. And then the whole saf, we should try and fill it. And never ever start the second saf until the first saf is full. And in the first saf, so to say, there are parking meters here also. But this parking meters, we don't have to feed them. We don't have to pay. They pay us. So valuable, so much they pay. To understand it, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if the people knew what the value of the first saf and the returns are, fights will break out, swords will come out in the masjid to fight with one another, that this is my place, and I'm going to sit here. Then, like for example, a person, he came early, now he needs to go to toilet. He sat here for four or five hours, so early he came. Now he wants to go to toilet, so he leaves something in his place there, like a rumal or a watch or anything else that reserving his place, and that is permitted. If we are not here and we reserve our place, that is not permitted. If we were sitting and we had to go out for some need, then that place is, we are the first rightful player, but we have the first right to that place. So we reserve that place. But somebody else will come and he also wants. And we see this happening a lot in the haram also. So another person will sit. And now he'll just move that rumal, that whatever you put a little bit, the two of us will fit in here. When you come, now you see the Asian place, you get angry, you start fighting. So this is what was meant, that we would start fighting in the masjid, otherwise we know. We are peaceful, we allow somebody, and unfortunately because we don't know the value of the first serve. Today, if there is place in the front serve, we will push the next person, you go in front. If there is any money offer for anything, then we won't tell somebody else, you go first. We will make sure I go first. And these returns are so great. But just because we don't know, or we are indifferent, the value of deen is not in our heart, we push other people in front. Allah give us all tawfiq to understand, to always come as far as possible to the front and gain the maximum return. If we just think of it this way also, if we had come for Jummah, and we had allowed ourselves half an hour for Jummah namaz, three quarter hour, whatever time. And we come and we sit somewhere at the back. And the same time, the same three quarter hour, we sit somewhere in front. How much more won't we gain? And if we sit at the back, when Jamaat will start, we're not going to stand there and make namaz. Then we are going to walk and join the serfs. So just from the start, come and join the serfs. Why sit at the back? You are going to walk, you are spending the same time, but just because of the adjustment, or that you did it on its right time, you came to the front, how much more won't a person gain? Allah give us all tawfiq. Otherwise, many of us, when we don't know the value of this, we will waste our time in the wuzu khana till the namaz starts. Or we'll talk outside until the namaz starts. And some of us, when namaz has started already, still we are talking outside. If it is something of a great emergency, it is different. But just to be talking, it shows that we got no regard for namaz also. That namaz has started and we are still talking there, casually we are talking. It shows a very, very poor attitude from our side, that we got no significance for the namaz. So the fourth thing was to come as close as possible to the imam. The fifth is to listen attentively. We shouldn't be sleeping, taking our 40 wings. We don't make Faylula normally, but Friday, Juma time, then we make the Sunnat Ada also. And we make our Qailula this time. Now this time we should listen attentively. If we don't listen attentively, many times we hear wrong also. For example, one Maulana told that when you go on Safar, then your namaz is Qasr, that is half. So that your namaz is half. But the person was half sleepy, and he heard when you go on Safar, then namaz is maaf. Maulana didn't say namaz is maaf, he said namaz is half. So many of us, when we go on Safar, we also don't have that importance of namaz. I'm traveling, so I don't make namaz. No, we should be making our namaz. One Maulana told that piyaj, that is onions, he said viyaj, interest, is haram. So a person was half sleepy and that didn't go down well with him, that interest is haram. So he heard conveniently that piyaj is haram. And usually the human folk, they want piyaj, onions, when the prices are very high. And when it is very high, they want it yesterday. Now we need it now and now. They can't wait. They can't wait that the prices go a bit down. So we hear that piyaj is haram. Maulana didn't even say piyaj is haram. Maulana said viyaj, interest is haram. So we should listen attentively. And this our listening, when we don't do it attentively, we cause also a lot of problems. We go and quote the Maulana and what he didn't say. And not in the context we quoted him. And then people also get a wrong impression. Many people start criticizing and a lot of things carry on when there was no even the plant didn't grow already. And the people were cutting the plant where there is no plant also. They are picking the fruits of the tree when there is no tree also. What people carry on just because we didn't. Listen properly, attentively. We quote it out of context. So we should listen attentively. And the sixth thing, don't do anything useless. Anything frivolous, which is not, la yani. Like for example, a person got the habit of playing with his beard. So every time now, he's moving his hands on his beard. Or he's got a habit of playing with his watch. Now he's turning his watch around, etc. So nothing. We should listen to the bayan, to the khutbah, like we are in namaz. The khutbah, how we are in namaz. And unfortunately, today in namaz also, we make so many unnecessary movements. We just started our namaz and we start scratching already. We could do that before we started the namaz. And after hardly a little while, again we are scratching somewhere else. And this is so contagious. One person starts scratching, another person also starts. One person starts coughing, then you see another person coughing. Everyone. And with regard to the itching that we feel when we are in namaz especially, just tell yourself at that time that now I'm in namaz, I can't scratch myself. That itch, just wait little. After namaz, I will scratch to my heart's delight. Enjoyably, I will scratch it properly in namaz. Now I can just do little bit. So I'll scratch myself properly after namaz. You'll see there is nothing. It is all shaitan who just makes you feel that now you are feeling, itchy there. It is all shaitan just making you feel to distract you from your namaz. And if the outward condition of a namaz is without, like just scratching, then what is the inside condition? And then where is our concentration and devotion? So anyway, the six amal that we have to do in order to get the reward of what? One whole year's ibadat on every step that we take. And one whole year's roza sawab on every step that we take. Only six things to do, which are very simple. The first is that we bath and wear clean clothes. We come as early as possible. The earlier we come, the more our rewards are going to be. And come walking. Try our best to come walking. If we can come from home, from our workplace, we can go walking, very, very good. Otherwise, try, especially for a Jummah, to park a bit further and come walking. But actually, there should be no conveyance in it. It should be just walking. So we try that. Fourth, to sit as close as possible to the Imam. And fifth is to listen attentively. And sixth is not to do anything useless. If we do that, this Jummah of ours will yield such great rewards. And every Jummah in the week, imagine, it just calculates. Since I became baligh, and sawabs are for even before baligh. Good deeds, gunas are not written till we become baligh. But the good deeds we do, those sawabs we get them. So from the time, for 50 years, if I was doing this, 50 times 52, how lot of sawabs we could have accumulated. And what is past is past. But now let us determine. I won't miss this any Jummah. I will try and do this always. So, and then we will get that reward. These are called amal sitta liyawm al-jumu'ah. Then there are certain other amal which ulama have written, amal khasa liyawm al-jumu'ah. some special amal for the day of Jumu'ah that we should observe, which also show the great value and honor and the great virtues of the day of Jumu'ah. Commonly we see it has become with us that we meet one another on a Jumu'ah on the phone, Jumu'ah Mubarak, Ramzan Mubarak, Eid Mubarak. Actually this is that you are reminding them the Mubarak amal of the day you must do. Actually, you should tell the person, when you say Jumu'ah Mubarak, that all the Mubarak Amal of Jumu'ah, all these six Amal which we have mentioned, you remind and make muzakra between us, that this is what must be observed. Ramadan Mubarak, all the great ibadat of the month of Ramadan. That is actually just the Mubarak, Jumu'ah is Mubarak. And Ramadan is Mubarak, that this Mubarak Amal which take place, that we should remind one another. So the special Amal for the day of Jumu'ah, the one is that we should try and wake up earlier than usual on the day of Jumu'ah, so that we can make more ibadat. Allah give us tawfiq. But even just a little while earlier, we'll have made amal on the hadith that we woke up earlier. For whatever time is Fajr, and we wake up our normal time, if we are getting up just for Fajr, or we are getting up for Tahajjud, but Jumu'ah, let us try and get up a little bit more earlier, so that we can do these amal. Secondly, it is also sunnah to visit the Qabristan on the day of Jumu'ah. The Jews till today, they visit their graveyards on a Saturday, Christians go on a Sunday. We should try our best to go on the day of Jumu'ah. The virtues of it are mentioned so much also, that if a person was disobedient to his parents in their lifetime, but he visits their grave every Jumu'ah, Allah will write him down as an obedient son. So there are great, great virtues of it also, and many other virtues. Allah give us all tawfiq. And the real object of going to the Qabristan is not isal-e sawab. That we should do wherever we are. It is to remind us that one day this is where we are coming. And this will be my place. And if we go on a Jumu'ah, which is the Eid of the days of the week, the Eid in the week is the day of Jumu'ah, that this will be my Eid when I come to the Qabristan. The greatest day of my life will be when I come to my Qabristan, when I come to my Qabr. As Maulana Inamul Hassan Sahib Rahmatullah Ali said, a person who lives his life like Ramadan correctly, his mort will come like Eid. When our Eid is now when we finish our rozas, and we make Eid, but if a person spends his Ramadan correctly, then and his life correctly, the day of his mort will be his happiest day. And a person, Allah give us all tawfiq, that we look forward to that day. We dread that day, unfortunately. We try and push it as far as possible. But for that day, that we look forward to that day, Allah Ta'ala make us like that we look forward to the day, and the day you mean to meet your beloved, that should be the most beloved day. And maut is a gift for a mu'min. Allah make us live our lives like that, and no matter what our lives were, Allah has kept the doors of tawbah open. We just make tawbah, we make our islah, we come closer to Allah Ta'ala, and we can get all that. So we should visit the Qabristan. Then together with that, we should read Surah Kahf on the day of Jumu'ah, which is in the 15th Supara. Try and read that. If we know the Surah, then while going to Qabristan, we can read it on the way. Or we take out the proper time for it also, and we read it. Third thing. The fourth thing, to read more Durood Sharif. Every day we should read Durood Sharif, and on the day of Jumu'ah we should try and read even more Durood Sharif. Durood Sharif is a special ibadat of the day of Jumu'ah, and is a special ibadat of Madinatul Munawwara. Allah give us tawfiq that we read Durood Sharif in abundance on the day of Jumu'ah. Then the fifth thing is du'as on the day of Jumu'ah. Especially between the two khutbahs, And generally the whole time when the imam comes to the minbar till he finishes his namaz in the heart without moving the tongue. Between the two khutbas also without moving the tongue. And the time between asr and maghrib. And the most valuable time just before maghrib. And on a Jumu'ah even more. And the durood sharif on asr, after asr, we should try and read that durood also. Plenty other beautiful duroods, we should try and read them. So we should try and read durood sharif also, dua also. And then we should try and make salatul tasbih, which is a very great ibadat. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam told his uncle Hazrat Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, should I not give you a gift? Should I not give you a present? And they knew that presents and gifts were not material things, but these were the real gifts. So he told him, sure. He told him to make salatul tasbih. And the details are written in Fazail-e Amal also, and the details are in Bihishti Zewar, and many others asked the ulama, and he said, if you can, read it once a day. Otherwise once a week. Otherwise once a month. Otherwise once a year. Once a year. And don't be so weak that you did not make it even once in your lifetime. But make it. And the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah will forgive all your gunas. Minor, major, public, private, small, big, all, big, all your gunas, all your gunas. Ulama say, for major gunas, we must make tawbah. Tawbah is a condition for major gunas. So we should try and make salatul tasleem. Try and read a surah that starts with sabbaha or yusabbih, or yusabbih. And the shortest is Surah Ala, Sabbihisma Rabbikal Ala. We should try and read that also on the day of Jumu'ah. Use itar particularly. Allah give us tawfiq to use not only on each day, not only on the day of Jumu'ah, but every time. And mashallah, ulama use itar for every namaz also. But at least for Jumu'ah, we should try and use. So Allah give us tawfiq for all the six amal by which every step this great reward we will acquire. And these other amal by which our Jumu'ah will become so valuable. And make dua by the barakat of Ramadan, Allah puts this into our lives and forever we carry on with this. Allah give us all tawfiq and accept from us all.